What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Hillions of Wrestling podcast. I have come back. I took a time after, man. I couldn't believe it's been a while since I've done a podcast. I'm actually at my parents' house right now, being here for the holidays, and I'll probably be here the whole way out until after Christmas and stuff, instead of trying to travel back and forth and everything that's going on, everything during this pandemic. I just wanted to be here, be close to the family and everything during this time and everything. Hope everybody's staying safe during this pandemic. I took a little break from doing the podcast a little bit and just sat back and just relaxed with everything that was going on, everything. Just sat back, relaxed. Just try to stay safe, like everybody else is trying to do in the world right now. And just being grateful and everything for that. So I was like, decided since I'm here, I might as well jump on, do a Survivor Series prediction. Do it real quick. Just let everybody know, hey, we still coming. We're the Hill Yunzer Wrestling Podcast. The Hill Yunzer Podcast is still going on. We're going to start getting back into doing these podcasts and stuff. I know I miss doing these. I miss talking to everybody and having a good time doing these podcasts and doing these predictions. And maybe try to expand on to the Hill Yunzer Podcast platform. Maybe do something else. I might have a little treat for somebody, for some people tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, tomorrow is Survivor Series. A lot of stuff is going on in WWE since I last recorded in May. They have been doing the Thunderdome shows in Orlando. Wrestlers have come, wrestlers have gone. The latest has been Selena Vega. She got let go last Friday due to fact of her not complying with Twitch and with the Twitch agreements that WWE has placed. So she was let go last Friday, but they have done their shows in Orlando. They're getting ready to do the shows in Tropicana Field, which I don't like Tropicana Baseball Field as a baseball stadium. It's terrible. It's one of the worst baseball stadiums possible. But I think WWE can make it look a good, it can probably look as a very good wrestling place to do the Thunderdome. It'll probably look bigger. Vince will be able to do the big set for the Rumble. And if they don't do it at Raymond J. Stadium for WrestleMania, they can do WrestleMania in there also. I'm sure Vince wants to do it outside. They want to get fans. They said they're trying to get fans in there after WrestleMania. So I do see that they want to try to get it outside in Raymond J. Stadium. But it's going to be kind of interesting. I've really enjoyed watching the product. I've really enjoyed watching WWE. I've watched a lot of AEW also. AEW's been putting on some good shows. The last pay-per-view, Full Gear, was a really good one. Ring of Honor starting to heat back up. NXT UK, but I think the UK might be going in a lockdown here soon, so I don't know how long they're going to be running their promotion. NXT's been really good with Pat McAfee and the boys. And Undisputed Era coming back on Wednesday. That's always good. War Games is coming up on December 6th. We'll probably get a prediction with that going on. But I mean, there's been a lot of good stuff. Impact's been doing good things. So wrestling is starting to heat back up in this pandemic time, this crazy time we're in. Hopefully, like I said, wrestling can start getting their ground and getting everything back, getting everything strong and getting a push. The end of year 2020, as crazy as it's been, ended on a good note and push forward in 2021. But let's talk about Survivor Series. Survivor Series, best of the best. Brand warfare. I don't understand Survivor Series anymore. Like, when they first did the brand split and they started doing Survivor Series, it was a different thing. It was better. Because they did the attacks, and I guess like the attacks kind of got boring and everything for that. Attacking, we're going to invade Raw, we're going to invade SmackDown. So they kind of let that go this year. They kind of went with, hey, it's more of mutual respect kind of doing it this way. Somewhat. But a lot of questions are still left on this pay-per-view. Hopefully we can get stuff cleared up. get a lot of loose ends tied up. Like, who's going to be versing Sasha for the next? Who's Sasha's next challenger? Who's Roman's next challenger? What's going on with Bray Wyatt and Alexa Bliss? What's going to go on there? So hopefully Survivor Series, we can do this today. Survivor Series probably won't give us many answers. Hopefully this next month, and then we can get in the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania season, and when we get the clear picture going on there. So they're going to have a Battle Royale, a brand Battle Royale. I don't know all the participants in this Battle Royale, but I'm going to go with Big E to win this. Like, Big E, like, he's not even on the Men's Survivor Series team. They just put Otis on the team, which I still don't understand. Like, they took the Money in the Bank off of Bruce. Took the Money in the Bank briefcase off of Otis. I guess they're like, hey, we took the briefcase off of you. We're going to put you on the Men's Survivor Series team. So I guess that's his consolation prize, I guess. But, yeah, no. I'm like, yeah, no, I don't agree with that at all. But I'm gonna go with Big E to win the Battle Royale. I was leaning towards Daniel Bryan, but I think Daniel Bryan's gonna win a bigger thing come in January. I think Daniel Bryan might win the Rumble. Yeah, something he's not won yet. I think they might let Daniel Bryan win the Rumble. Just seeing his image last night after on SmackDown, after him winning that match, I kind of think Daniel Bryan's going to win the Rumble. That's my early prediction on that. It could change. It could change. So we'll see where we'll go with that. Then we'll get into the main card. The women's 5-on-5 Survivor Series match. We got the Raw team of Lana, Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Lacey Evans and Peyton Royce taking on the Riot Squad, Ruby and Liv, Bianca Belair, Natalya, and the captain that she says herself, Bayley. A lot of people think Raw's going to win this. And I'll tell you this right now, Fox is bigger than USA, people. USA is what's the word I'm looking for? It's a branch off of NBC. Like, USA is not, like, main broadcasting. It's on basic TV, but it's not, like, one of the main channels. Like, NFL is on NBC. NBC. Not NBC Sports, not USA. It's on NBC. That's a big deal. their SmackDown is on Fox. It is on Fox. It's not on Fox Sports 1. It's not on Fox Sports. It's not on Fox whatever channel it is. It's on Fox. And if you think that Fox is going to sit back and be like, you're going to let us get beat like that? No. I'm going to go. A lot of people think Lana's going to survive this. It's going to be the sole survivor in this pay-per-view. I don't see it. I think the SmackDown, I'm going to go with the SmackDown women to win this thing. I think Lana is going to be the last one, but she's going to end up losing because they're going to put her through a table in this pay-per-view. Let's just get that out the way. She's going to go through a table in this pay-per-view. She's going to go through a table. And once she goes through the table, the SmackDown team's going to eliminate the people on Raw's team. And then it'll just be Lana and Nia Jax left. And then Nia Jax will get eliminated. And Lana will come out of nowhere. She might eliminate two people. But I think it's going to come down to her and then Bayley and Bianca Belair. And Bianca Belair is going to pick up the win for the SmackDown team, leading to the feud with Bayley. So that's my prediction. Bayley and Bianca will be the sole survivors on that team, setting up their feud they're going to have probably coming up here. Next, we have the tag team champions versus champions match, The New Day, Kofi and Xavier Woods taking on the Street Profits, Ford and Dawkins. Since SmackDown won this one, I feel like they will give royalty in this one and give seniority the win in this one. So I'm going to go with The New Day to win this, so make it 1-1. Well, if they count Big E's win, it would be 2-1 SmackDown. So I'm going to go with the New Day win here. It's going to be a good match. It's going to be really awesome. I think it's going to be... It could compete for match of the night. I have another match I think might be match of the night, minus the main event. But I'm going to go... Yeah, I'm picking the New Day to win there. Then we have the Mid-Card Championship. Not Baron Corbin. Feels like he's in a mid-card title thing. Sami Zayn taking on Bobby Lashley. I can care less about this match. Just like their feud they had many years ago, I can care less about this match. This will probably be the bathroom break match. Get up and get some snacks match. Kind of on that route there. I'm going to go with... let me see here. I was going back and forth on this match also. Don't really care about it, so I was like, I really don't. I'm just going to throw a dart at the dartboard and just say, I'm going to go with Bobby Lashley to win here. That will tie this up. It'll be 2-2. The Raw team winning. Raw team winning here, so it'll be 2-2 at that point. Next, we have the women's champion versus championship match. Asuka versus Asuka taking on Sasha Banks. We getting NXT the boss back now. Just cocky. It's like, I don't care who I face. I'm the best. No one can beat me. This is Sasha we've been waiting for. Babyface Sasha's okay. Heel Sasha is a little bit better than babyface Sasha, but we're talking straight boss Sasha Banks. The boss. The blueprint. Asuka's been great too. I mean, she really doesn't have that many people to verse on Raw, so that's why I'm hoping, like, Rhea Ripley, like, after her match with Io on Wednesday, Rhea Ripley's going to Raw to challenge Asuka. Because, you know, in my mind, the main women's matches, there we go, is going to be Charlotte taking on Asuka. That's definitely when. Where, damn it, they better give Asuka her win over Charlotte. They better play it that way. But yeah, that's going to be the match at WrestleMania for the women's title. But it'd be nice to see Rhea come up into the main roster there. She really, everybody's like, maybe she'll stay down in NXT. I was like, she has nothing else to do in NXT. That was her final match, her fighting for the title and putting Io over. You know, NXT, you go out on your back. You get counted 1, 2, 3 when you're leaving. You put somebody else over. But I'm going to go with Sasha to win here. Sasha needs a big win. You got to keep the boss momentum rolling. Asuka won't be hurt by this because she'll probably beat whoever for the title come up here in the next couple months. Maybe get a program with Rhea, and then you'll get Charlotte versus Rhea. I mean, Charlotte versus Rhea at WrestleMania would be good too. So, but you know Charlotte's going to be in that title match at WrestleMania, whether it be Asuka or Rhea Ripley or whoever it may be. So I'm going to go with Sasha to win this match. That will then put it 3-2 SmackDown. Then we would have the Men's Survivor Series team. AJ Styles for Raw. Matt Riddle, they had another name change during this whole time also. Riddle, Sheamus, Braun Strowman. Why don't they shorten Strowman's name? Why don't they just call him Strowman or Braun? You think, like, if Vince's idea of, like, names being so long, you think people love saying Braun Strowman? No. And then Keith Lee for Raw, taking on Kevin Owens, Jey Uso, the Messiah, Seth Rollins, and King Corbin, which he has a new crown, and Xavier Woods was cracking me up. When Baron Corbin came out with the crown, he's like, oh, I want that crown. I want that crown. So that was kind of funny there, him doing that with the crown and everything. But yeah, and Otis. Otis got added to the team. No match, no explanation. It was just a pity thing. Hey, we took the Money in the Bank briefcase away from you, so we'll put you on a SmackDown team. I feel like Raw's team's going to win this in dominating fashion. I feel like Raw's team's going to win this thing going out. It's going to be 4-0, basically, I think. AJ's going to be only get eliminated from the team, basically. he'll be the only one get eliminated for this team. I just don't see this team, like, Seth Rollins is getting ready to leave, Baron Corbin, yeah, Jey Uso. I think Jey Uso will put on a show in this. Like, he'll be the last one surviving for SmackDown, but him to go against these four, five, he'll get one win. I think he'll beat AJ, and then it will just be domination after that. So, I'm going to go Raw team to win. That will tie it up 3-3. And then we would have the main event. I think that's, yeah, it's all of them. Yep, no cruise. Yep. Then we would have the main event, which would be champion, the WWE champion, taking on the Universal champion, the head of the table, Roman Reigns, taking on the new WWE champion for the second time, Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre did beat Randy Orton on Monday. They've been going back and forth. I just don't understand why they took the belt off of Drew McIntyre in the first place. I don't think they understood. They probably thought that, man, Randy and Roman might get a little bit of buzz. And then didn't get the buzz. And then everybody started getting on the Drew versus Roman train. And Vince is probably like, yo, let's put that match now. Let's get it now. And their promo they did for the contract signing was legit. It was really legit. Roman coming off as like, I think you're doing a good job. But he said, you're the second to me. You second. You the second title holder. Universal title is a big stink. It's on Fox. You're on USA. And that's what, this all goes back to my whole predictions. Fox is the main show. SmackDown's the A show. Raw's not the A show no more, people. As much as Vince's Baby Dolls' first show, Fox has SmackDown. Fox is a bigger network than USA. SmackDown's on Fox on Friday night. That makes them the A show. That's why SmackDown is going to win. Roman's going to win this match. He is going to win this match. I don't think there's going to be... Everybody's like, well, Drew can't take a loss. Drew can take a loss. Drew can take this loss. It will be fine. It will be fine. You build Drew back up. Maybe you can have him challenge Roman Reigns at WrestleMania down the road and get his win back. Maybe. Everybody thinks it's going to be a wonky finish. I think Roman's going to beat him. Roman's going to beat Drew McIntyre. It's going to be a hard-hitting match, but Roman will win, putting SmackDown for the victory 4-3. They will win 4-3. And then that's when Roman will then say, this is my show. I made sure we won. If I didn't win, we lose everything. And this would bring Roman to the even bigger hill heat he's getting, like saying, like, I have to carry this show, I have to do with everything. Giving him even more big ego. And then that's when Daniel Bryan would then verse him, and then you get Kevin Owens. I really think Jey Uso is going to wrestle Roman Reigns and win the Universal title at WrestleMania. I think that's going to be the match. I think they're trying to build... Because I think Jimmy's taking a step back. And Jay's got his own t-shirt now. He got his own merch. You see that on Friday? He got his own merch now? I was like, man. They doing big things for Jey Uso. I don't think they're going to put him back in the tag team thing. I mean, he's been doing really well. And sometimes taking a break from the tag team persons, sometimes a benefit. Sometimes people think it's a blessing. I mean, not a blessing because that's your tag team partner. You haven't done anything without him. So you've never been in singles. Sometimes it could be a thing where Jey Uso is now becoming a single star. He's been cutting good promos. He's been doing everything that he'd been doing right since becoming a single superstar. So... Sorry, sidetracked there, but I think that's what's going to be the main, it's going to be the main event WrestleMania, but that's neither here nor there. That's down the road, so we'll get there eventually, hopefully. But Roman's going to win this match. It's not going to be Miz coming in and trying to cash in Money in the Bank. Somebody said Miz, that'd be kind of cool. I don't see it. Because that's just, again, you might as well have had Otis just get squashed by him. You're going to waste it to have him pin, get Drew McIntyre, get the win for Raw. No, I don't see that. No. They're not going to waste it. I think Miz is going to cash in, and I think Miz and Daniel Bryan's going to be the second match for the title. I think that's where we're going to get Miz versus Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania, finally, for the WWE Championship. That's where we're going to get. we're going to come full circle back. Remember, Daniel Bryan, this is his last time being a full-time wrestler. We're going to get him versus The Miz in the biggest feud to end out Daniel Bryan's career. That's my predictions right now. My early predictions for next year. Daniel Bryan versus Miz for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania, and Jey Uso versus Roman Reigns for the Universal title. But again, that's neither here nor there. We're on Survivor Series. So, yeah. So SmackDown will win. And everybody's going to be like, oh, man. Oh, I can't believe they didn't let Raw win. No, SmackDown's the A show, people. Once you understand that and everything, everybody be like, oh, I get it now. But those are my predictions. Hope everybody enjoyed it. Let me know what you think in the comments on Facebook. The Hill Yenzer page is still going strong. I see likes coming in. That's what's getting me more motivated to do this, because I see more people trying to get on the page, liking the page, comment where have you been and doing, like, we need content. So I'm going to start bringing content to the Hill Yenzer page. I'm going to bring some other stuff on the side also. So look out for, we got special podcasts tomorrow. I'm going to tell you what the podcast is going to be. I'm thinking about maybe in 2021 also maybe jumping into the streaming. Maybe I'll start going into Twitch and start streaming with me watching the shows and stuff also. So everybody stay safe, guys. Enjoy Survivor Series tomorrow. Again, be lookout on the podcast tomorrow. Be on the lookout tomorrow for the podcast, for the special podcast tomorrow. Okay, guys? Guys, enjoy Survivor Series. Have a great and safe weekend. Be safe. Please wear your mask, people, if you're going out in public also. Please wear your mask. Do what your government officials are telling you to do. Just do those, please. And everybody have a great weekend. Bye. Later.